coming to the end of this News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Well, 48 years ago this week, the first manned mission arrived on the surface of the moon. Here's a little sound from July of 1969.
Roger. And we're getting a picture on the TV.
You got a good picture, huh?
Okay, joining us to talk a little bit about Iowa's connection with that historic event, perhaps Iowa's connection with that actual sound and the fact that it could come back to Earth and be heard by us Earthlings. Mike Wilson is with us, former Vice President of Operations for what was then called Collins Radio in Cedar Rapids. Mike also worked for them for a time when it became part of what is known as Rockwell Collins. Mike Wilson, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here.
So, take us back to 1969. You were on that day. Well, let's talk about, first of all, before remembering that day, the landing, the successful landing, what was Collins Radio's involvement?
Well, Collins made the communications package for the capsule. So, all of those radios, all of those voices from space came through on Collins Radios.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what made that so difficult? Radio on Earth is one thing. Radio between the moon and the Earth is another thing, right?
Well, I think the most challenging thing was the reliability. Normally, we talk about average time between failures, and in the moon landing, there couldn't be any failures. So it had to be designed and built so that it would last for 2 weeks without failing. And I think that was the biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm. So what do you remember about the atmosphere at Collins Radio in Cedar Rapids?
Well, obviously, there was a lot of excitement. There was a lot of excitement as we built the equipment. We did have visitors from astronauts, and the factory people were pretty well motivated. And, of course, we were all on edge. We wanted to make sure it didn't quit. So we were really excited to make it work.
Mm-hmm. I understand that Collins was also responsible for the TV system, the pictures that were received back here on Earth.
Yes, kind of the interesting thing. Originally, NASA had not planned TV. And the Collins engineers convinced NASA there was enough bandwidth on those radios to do that. And I guess NASA did have to modify their ground stations, but because of Collins' probably insistence is really why we got that TV, which is kind of exciting.
Yeah. Do you know where that Collins radio equipment is today? Is that in some kind of museum?
Oh, I think it's all in museums. We got none of it back. We have a museum that has a lot of stuff, but nothing from the space. So I think the museum stuff really is in the probably in the capsules where the capsules are in the various museums.
So
they're pretty well looked for and guarded.
Mm-hmm. So the systems that Collins Radio built for the Apollo mission on this mission in 1969, the first moon landing, did it all work perfectly? Were there any partial failures?
To my knowledge, there were no partial failures of any sort of kind. Now, each piece of equipment really had two sets of equipment inside the case, and so in case one quit, the other one would take over. But to my knowledge, we never did have a failure of any sort or kind, which is great, although that's kind of what we expected.
Yeah.
We were pretty proud of what we did.
Oh, you should be. That's amazing. Now, thinking back today, yesterday was the moon landing. On this day, 48 years ago, at this time, Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong were getting ready to blast off from the moon back to get back up to that orbiter with, I guess, Michael Collins and come back. Tell me a little bit more about the experience. There are a lot of people listening, Mike, who were not alive or don't have a living memory of that. What was that moment like for you?
Well, I'll tell you, the exciting thing was if that didn't take off, if that rocket didn't light, they never would have come back. And they were, down deep, had to be prepared for when they hit that button and that rocket didn't take off. So that was probably one of the highest stressful moments there was when they pressed the button to take off on the rocket.
Right. Pressing the button and having it not work meant you were not going home.
That was it. That was it. In fact, I guess they had already prepared letters and the president was prepared to talk to the widows, because that's what would have happened. It would have been a grim time, and we're sure great it didn't happen.
Right. We have just 20 seconds left. But, Mike, when you look at technology today compared to then, it must seem like you were working with maybe Model T technology compared to what we have today?
That's sure, and particularly in size. Everything has gotten so much tinier and probably more reliable. We put radios in airplanes now, and they last like the wings. They last forever.
Mike Wilson.
It used to be Ed Chington.
We have to go. Formerly of Collins Radio. Thanks for your memories, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to participate.
River to River is produced by Ben Stanton, Emily Woodbury, and Lindsay Moon, with help from Chelsea Hoy, executive producer Catherine Perkins. Monday on the program, the latest on sleep and sleep disorders with neurologist Dr. Eric Dyken. We welcome your questions and weird sleep experiences. Tune in Monday. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.